It's September 25th. It's about 7:48 a.m. I know that these are going to be some kind of random thoughts. I've just been kind of going over my notes this morning, and I'm just trying to connect the dots to kind of get down to which points of this material I'm going to focus on, especially in this first set of presentations, and also how I'm going to present it, how I'm going to package it. And while I was going through the notes and just kind of contemplating, something struck me. So there was a gentleman I worked with. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I think his first name was John. But I had went to BASF and did some team development training with him. I assisted him there, and I volunteered because I just wanted to basically audit the class. I was pleased that he allowed me to participate kind of as his assistant. But we had talked a number of times, both before and then right after this training that we did together. And on the way back from the BASF plant, he told me that after spending some time with me, what he had come to, I don't remember if it was on that ride or if it was at his training facility there on his estate, but he told me that in his estimate that I was a system builder. And this morning, when I was kind of thinking through my approach of how I'm going to share this material, it kind of struck me that so a system is any synthesis of process that results in, I think this is the definition that I have. I tried to look for it in my notes, but I couldn't put my hands on it quite that quickly. But I think it basically says that a system is any synthesis of process that results in an intended or an unintentional outcome. So then I was just kind of thinking about system and how systems, I was just an engineer. So I think this kind of related to what I was saying in some notes earlier about how all the resources, all the potential of our modern life, of our technology, of our medical science, etc. The potential's always existed. The only difference is, basically, the only difference is what's happened through the process of discovery. Through that discovery, there's been an awakening awareness of knowledge, understanding, and perhaps a half a thimbleful of wisdom. So, I was life is a system that self-organizes and self it's propagates it's re it's it it self-reproduces. I mean, it basically projects itself into the future by organizing and self-replicating. Sort of in that thought process, I kind of mashed together that all the potentials existed. The only thing that's happened is we've come to discover that we can add further order in some respect, which creates systems. I think that's kind of the direction I was going in. And of course, as soon as I kind of mashed that together, I recognized or realized that that's really as you know, John said about me and my efforts and my discipline, that I think that is the respect in which I am a system builder. I'm trying to engineer social engineering. I'm trying to organize into the resources, I guess into a higher or an exalted or I guess that's the expanded consciousness side. I'm trying to exalt it into a higher level of organization, and therefore perhaps effectiveness and efficiencies. So anyway, that's, you know, it was, so coming back to sort of the foundation of my perspectives, it's about the delicate balance. You know, the delicate balance is where and when the magic happens. And to me, the magic is those quantum leaps of progression, of exaltation, of actualizing and realizing potential, unclaimed, well, not unclaimed, potential that has not been developed. And so that's kind of what I was thinking about when I decided to make a quick recording, that really that is, in some respects, what all this work has been about. It's about, you know, working in the craft and working on the craft, tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. The working on the, you know, working in the craft is, that's, you know, once you go through the initiate of understanding the value of the craft, of engaging in your practice in the craft, that's just learning the basics, you know, becoming initiated, learning the basics of the craft, establishing your practice in it, understanding the tool, you know, basically understanding the value of the tools, and in whatever way, acquiring those tools and beginning to develop your skills and using those tools. Of course, communication, the communication standard is definitely one of the most valuable tools there are. Change the course of thought, you change the course of events. But then at some point, when you know, I use the initiate, the apprentice, the journeyman, the master. You know, when you went through these different levels through your awakening awareness and the understanding and comprehension of function, the bridge function in this case, and then you begin to develop structure, at some point you become qualified to act as a guide and serve others in establishing their practice. But in tandem with that, there's a point where you become qualified to work on the system, not just work in the system, not just work in the system that you've inherited and we have inherited based on the work that's been done in the past, but you actually get to a point where you can work on the system. Tinker, tailor, soldier, spy. So it's kind of like you're tinkering with the system. You're a stitch in time saves nine. It's all those little takeaways, waypoints, what guides our work. But in the end, what I'm really saying is, at that point, you actually make adjustments, and not just adjustments, you actually It's a spring well of advancements within the system itself. The system becomes exalted. The magic, the delicate balance is where and when the magic happens. So as working in the system and learning the system, and then you become qualified to work on the system, you are able to begin to, I guess I'm a tune-up guy. I mean, that's one of the first things I got pretty good at, when I was a young teenager. Because I think partly because of attention to detail, I became pretty good at tuning engines. And it's that delicate balance, and that's kind of what I'm saying here is in this effort, it's almost like trying to get the dynamics of human conflict into a finer into finer tune for balance, because that is, in my opinion, from my perspective, that's where the magic happens. And so anyway, I mean, that's kind of what I was sort of just mulling over when I mashed those two together. And when I did, part of what struck me was it would afford, if it became, if it went viral, I guess that's one way to present that. If it went viral, it would afford an opportunity for merchandising, for branding. And so this kind of fit very, it kind of fit very well, like hand in glove, with the tribe team concept of competing teams. Yes, it's tribal. That's the foundation of it. That's the core of it. But in the end, in the actual day-to-day performance, it's like two opposing teams, clashing on the play field, on the field of play. And so anyway, what I, I'm thinking, t-shirts, I'm with the troll, mugs sitting on someone's desk, avatars inspire, trolls conspire, the different, it's the merchandising of, and the branding of the teams and their efforts. And, another thing that struck me about it was, what I'm also trying to present and make apparent and render clear, again, it's that veil complexity. When you render transparent the veil complexity, there is a clarity that comes from that. And part of what I'm trying to render clear here is you can't have the magic without the delicate balance, and you can't achieve the delicate balance without these competing ideologies. So there's no, I guess what I'm trying to lead to here is there's no good or bad here. There's just two poles of opposing force, and it takes the balance between those two forces to make the magic. So I think this is partly where I get, I have it in here in the notes somewhere about win lose and win win. And that's coming back to the game theory. I don't, it's not that I want to defeat, and that's what I think, has happened in some respects with, I think that's what's happened in some respects with the politics. They want to destroy the other side. Destroy, I don't know, destroy their reputation, destroy their credibility, whatever, whatever level that I would name there. So the win lose is a zero sum game. And I, again, I don't, I'm not, definitely not studious in the area or discipline of game theory. I just understand that the concepts and the organization, the modeling, has definite value in my discipline. So I've tried to familiarize myself enough, just enough to understand how it can help me in my discipline. But the zero sum game, which is the win lose, versus the non-zero sum game, which is win win. So in my, novice understanding of game theory, in my opinion, many of the players believe they're competing in a zero sum game, that there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. And I think they're beguiled. I think that there are forces, there are interests, I should say. There are interests who kind of conspire to inject that belief, that position, that it's positioning, conditioning into the game, when in fact the game is a non-zero sum game, where there's in it, the magic is in that delicate balance, the magic is the win-win. So again, this all comes back to me recognizing that this is really just a form of optimizing. I think that's kind of what the quality philosopher, oh man, I can't think of his name right now, but Edward Deming, Edward Deming, he talked about optimization of process. It's the game, it's the system is in constant flux. It's the dynamics are always shifting, but you can optimize that process. You can optimize those dynamics. And that's, in my notes, that's kind of the difference between impulse drive and warp drive. One represents incremental improvements, if there's any improvements at all. The impulse drive represents incremental improvements, whereas the warp drive represents quantum leaps of improvement. And of course, being true to my discipline and peak in, seeking a command performance and a peak experience, my hope of hopes is that I'm going to be able to influence the system, fine-tune the system, tinker with it through experimentation, and be at least at some level an ingredient in a catalytic conversion, a contributing factor. The deciding factor? Possible, I don't know, but at least a contributing factor. I mean, that's the, that's my hope of hopes, the goal or standard that I've set for myself, that at least in some way, big or small, it doesn't matter, at least in some way that I can contribute. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to get down. Like I said, these bumpy notes, I'm trying to capture the best of the progress that I'm making so I can come back to it and review it. That's all for now. Signing off.